Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Cassie. Hey, Dark Hearts.
Hey, Dark Hearts. Welcome.
Hey, hi, hello.
What's up? Another week. Episode 85.
That's crazy.
When I typed that in my notes, I was like, really? That's wild.
I know.
It's crazy. But
well, and then we were just talking before we hit record that next week's episode will be the final one for the year. So that's crazy to think too. So we won't, I think our next episode then will be like January 10th.
Yeah. I need to look and see for sure. It'll be around that time. Let's just say.
Oh, I know God, we gave sorry, ourselves like pretty much while our kids were out of.
Oh yeah. Off till the 10th I put. Yes. So that'll give you guys some time to catch up on the episodes if you haven't. Otherwise, enjoy a break from true crime, maybe, or I don't know, find another podcast to listen to in the meantime.
I mean, there's lots, or an audiobook.
Yeah. You know. Or a book or a show, or just, I don't know, take a mental vacation from all the things.
I could use all the vacations. I know I just had one, but now it's like as soon as we came back, I feel like we just got hit with one thing after another.
Yeah. That's always how vacation goes. I feel like you need a vacation from vacation. And then and it's just like everything at once in the holiday season. And I know we pretty much say this every week, but it's always just something.
I know. Well, I mean, case in point now, my son has COVID and I've got to say, knock on wood, we've been fortunate. This is the first case of COVID in our household since it came about.
Yeah, we never got it either, thankfully.
So, and luckily no one else in the household has it. I'll be testing myself again just to double check before I try to go back into work.
Yeah.
I had to take Monday off to be home with him. But now they only do 5 days of quarantining. So he was home Monday and Tuesday. He'll get to go back to school on Wednesday. The kid doesn't know how. I was telling Shannon, like, kid doesn't know how good he has it right now because he's complaining because he's trapped in his bedroom. I mask up when I go in there and stuff, but the kid has got his bed. He's got his TV tray in there because I've been bringing him all of his food to him. He's got books. He's got toys. He's got the Nintendo Switch. He's got his tablet. And I'm like, I don't think you understand the dream you are living. And right? Like, he's only congested and coughing. So it's not like he's miserable feeling and stuff. Yeah. But I'm like, I want
enjoy a vacation, basically, is what you got going on there. Yeah.
I want to spend 2 days in my bedroom. Yes. Uninterrupted with someone just bringing me food when I want it.
Yeah, I know. That sounds amazing. But when you're a kid, that's like the worst thing possible because
I know
most kids, I guess I should say, I know some that probably would enjoy that. But I think, my kid gets bored after like 5 minutes of not even being in her room. So,
he's got Facebook, like the kids' messenger, you know, so I can control who's on it and everything. Yeah. But so we found out Sunday night. So I was like, hey, you can message me with this. He's like, oh, sweet. Oh my God.
Now all the time, all the things.
All the time, all the things.
Oh yes.
Last night, I think he video chatted with my mom for over an hour after she got home from work.
Whatever passes the time, little man.
And she was like, I talked to her. She was like, I loved chatting with him. She's like, but she's like, I had to be like, hey, bud, because she got home at like a little after 6.
Oh yeah.
And then it was like after 7 and she's like, but I have to go make dinner.
Yeah. Sorry.
And so then I know he was chatting with my sister and stuff, and I know he video chatted with her for a while. He's video chatted so he could see his sister, who she got pissed yesterday because she wanted to give him a hug.
Oh, yeah.
And not happening. And she couldn't. And, yep.
That's funny.
So,
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be done soon, but it's clearly not anything you need to happen again in the near future.
No. And I will say, at least if it was going to happen, at least it's now instead of around the holidays when we're supposed to have family over and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Not everybody, but I know several people that have strep right now.
Oh.
So I'm just like, that's the worst too.
Well,
so I really hope we don't get anything, but we'll see.
I know. I'm worried, like I told you, I'm worried my daughter maybe has an ear infection, but it's so weird because she doesn't show typical symptoms. Yeah. It's usually just a cough. And I'm like,
yeah.
I've been asking him, like, do your ears feel okay? Because last year when we had it happen for the first time, she's saying she's fine. And she goes in, she's like, yeah, my ears hurt. And I'm like, girl, you're telling the doctors your ears hurt. Now you make me look like a horrible mother.
Right. You're like, I had no idea. Yeah.
I had no clue. So yeah.
That's always how that goes. Ugh.
Yeah. But yeah, with everything. So now it's crazy because it's 5 days from when symptoms started that you have to quarantine.
Yeah.
But then they say to, like, continue to wear a mask through day 10. But I just told him because he'll have a week and a half now left of school. Not even quite. Yeah. And so I was like, you're just going to wear a mask the rest of the time.
Yeah. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Why not? There you go. At least get through till break because that's not that much left. So.
No. And he got it from one of his classmates. So. Yeah. I don't know how the rest of us didn't get it. Knock on wood.
Right.
Like I said, before I go into work again, I'm going to test. But
yeah, that's fine.
I tested already once, but I'm going to double test. I mean, just to be safe. I have no symptoms or anything, but.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know. I am just over all of that. And I'm over all the sickness. And I just would like to get through the holidays at least without having to worry about getting sick. And I'm sure we'll get sick after the holidays. And that's also a terrible time, but you know.
Right. Well, and I'm just like, my issue is now done too, is like, I already have guilt calling out for work as it is, you know, being a service provider, especially because a lot of mine are now like regular people. And I'm like, it's towards the end of the year. I don't have anywhere to really fit you. And then on top of that, I have really just like 7 weeks and then I'll be getting my hysterectomy. So then I'm going to be out for like 5 weeks.
Yeah. So you're trying to get all the work in that you can. Yeah. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. So.
Well, and especially because with the way the holidays fall, I'll have 2 weeks here then too where I'm not working because the kids are off.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas and New Year's are on Mondays. So we're closed. So I think I go into work the 20th and I won't go back to work until that first Saturday in January.
Oh yeah. That's a nice,
which in theory is nice. I mean, it is nice, but then also paycheck wise, it's not.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I hear you.
So yeah, it's just rough. Calling out on Monday was rough.
Yeah, that sucks. Everyone needs massages right now, too. Everyone's, like, stressing out and, you know.
Well, and, like, I love my clients. Like I said, I feel guilty, but also 'tis the season life. Where sometimes you get Christmas tips and, again, bills to pay.
That's true. Yeah. I hear you loud and clear on that. So, yeah. Well, I don't have anything other than the case, I guess, this week. So I don't know if you have anything else.
That's important. That's why we're here, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I guess people don't want to just listen to us complain about the things going on in our life.
You know, it's fine though, because that's what we do and it's our podcast. So
yeah, it's fine. They've learned by now to skip ahead, like use that 30-second skip button. And yeah, until you
I pretty much do that on most of my podcasts I listen to that talk forever. And I'm like, God, we're 10 minutes in and they haven't even started yet. But to the people that know them, they probably enjoy it. Like, I'm sure.
Oh, I always love listening to that chit chat stuff.
It depends for me on who it is. It depends on the
I don't know. I'm so behind on all my podcasts anyways. So
yeah.
Because I'm towards the end of the year and I'm behind on my book reading goals. So
yeah, it's just busy right now. It's hard to get anything in for your own like personal enjoyment. So
all right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Where are we
so on that, we're diving in here. Sorry, I'm trying to find it. I just had it open on my phone and now my drive closed, but I can tell you while I'm looking for it here. Here we go. We are in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And I believe the town, I should have looked this up how to say it ahead of time, but I didn't. It's Okarche. It's O-K-A-R-C-H-E. I mean, Okarche. I really don't have to say it more than right now. So I'm just going to go with it there. Okarche.
All right.
Whatever. Okay. So this is in Oklahoma. So there were a few different sources that I used, which I'll talk about those more at the end just so I can give those details. But because it really won't mean a whole lot right now anyway. But I will say there was a Dateline I tried to watch on multiple platforms that did not work because, you know, Peacock and Bravo and E, and those are all connected now, which did not know. And I have Peacock, and if it wasn't on Peacock, then it's like, download the Bravo app. So I got that on the TV. And then it's still, like moved it over to Peacock, like reopened it with Peacock. Oh, yeah. So for anybody that's trying to do that, you apparently can watch it on any of those, because that's all like a one thing, one stop shop now. So, but it would never actually load. So I was able just to find the transcript from the show in order to do that. And then there were some other things. There's actually a movie on this case, which I did start watching that, but I'm not even done with it yet because it's very like, I mean, just more of the dramatics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, theatrical stuff than it is the details for the case. So we're going to be talking about, well, somewhat of some murders, but also survival. So there's that. There is a little trigger warning for sexual assault of a child. I'm not going to talk details on it.
Yeah.
But just, and you know, heads up that that is in there. And I will mention that before I talk about that, just in case. But we're going to actually be talking about the Douglas family. So Richard Douglas, and we're way back in like the 60s, 70s, the case itself, this, the event happened in 1979. So,
oh, okay.
I was able to find a decent amount of information because of how strange this is, but I'm sure there's a lot more that would have been nice to add to this. So Richard Douglas, he married his wife, Marilyn Lucy, in 1961. So they had a son named Brooks in 1963. And then a few years later, in 1967, they had a daughter, Leslie. So they had a really fulfilled life. Richard was a pastor, and they actually spent a ton of their time, like the early years, in Brazil. He worked as a missionary there. So they had, their primary home was in Oklahoma, and then they were in Brazil for a big chunk of time. And they had plans to even go back again down the road. And they just did a lot of missionary work there. They were super close, very loving family. Their memories, they, you know, it talks about how that was like some of the best times of their life was when they were in Brazil. So they ended up coming back to Oklahoma then in the late 70s. So once they come back to Oklahoma, they kind of settle into this home, and it's outside of Okarchi. Okay. I just wanted to say it again. I just, you know, so this is kind of right outside of Oklahoma City. So not, I mean, city, but little. So, So 1979, like we said, Richard was a pastor, and he was actually the head pastor at Putnam City Baptist Church, which is a pretty big church. They had a congregation of about 3,000 people. So this was located in Oklahoma City. You know, if he wasn't at the church working, he was busy visiting people, helping them work problems out, counseling, all the things that goes along with being a pastor.
So he commuted then.
Yeah.
They live,
right outside. I mean, yeah. A little bit. I mean, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know if it's like a Elkhorn, a Omaha type situation where it's like kind of the same, but and he was just, I mean, always very involved in anything I saw about him. And he just seemed like he was such a people person, wanted to help people. So, just a really nice family. Brooks, he was in high school at this point. I saw where it said he was a 16-year-old senior, but I was like, and then I read in another spot, it said something about him being a senior, but then it said he was 16. And I was like, I mean, maybe in the 70s or something, things maybe were different, or maybe he had advanced more. Like,
I was going to say, maybe
he'd gone to school in Brazil. Like, I don't know if that homeschooled enough that he got ahead. I'm not sure.
Maybe. Don't you love when you get stuff like that?
Yeah.
You're like, it's a very conflicting information. Or is he, because that's 16 to 18 could be such an age difference. Like,
yes, maturity wise, it's way different too.
Yeah, and especially because it's like whether or not he's a victim or the perpetrator or something too, you're kind of like, that's a big, like, 16 can be angry. I mean, they both can, but like, I don't know.
Yeah.
One is like a child with maybe some issues, and one is like,
yes,
almost an adult. You're like, yeah, no, we should try him as adult. 16, you're like, well, do we try him? And I'm not saying, I have no idea what this case is. So I'm not saying he is.
Really affect him in that sense, as far as,
okay, but like,
he doesn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
We'll just say that. But yeah, but still, I know what you mean.
That's a big,
Yeah, you're having the responsibilities of an adult, technically, if you're 18, but you're 16. So yeah. I'm not sure. And because it is an older case, that information could be very conflicting, like from one thing to the next. So like I said, I'm actually very surprised that I found as much information as I did. And it's still not a whole lot. Yeah. But, you know, for these older cases, it's rare. So,
well, I mean, I don't know. Like mine last week. That you're like, this was a big sensational thing.
Right.
In the 80s, like late 70s. How do we not know? And how was there not more information on this except for like a
totally
movie, you know? So, I hear you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the movies. I'm like watching this. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is so dated. The one I still have like a half hour left. And I was like, oh, should we wait to record until I finish it? Then I was like, I don't really think I'm going to get anything, I mean, you know, useful to add to this. I will finish it just because I paid to rent it.
I mean, I'll eventually go back and watch that one movie from last week.
I know. I actually thought about watching that the other day when I was like, what do I have to watch like to put on in the background? But then I was like, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I still might just because it's interesting. But
it's on Amazon, Winter of Frozen Dreams.
That's what I'm watching this one on, which I'll give all the deets on that towards the end. But okay, so we're talking about Brooks. Brooks, like we said, high school senior, 16 maybe, we don't know. Maybe not a senior, because then it said that he was super busy playing football. And he also was busy because he had like a little business of detailing cars and running a dog kennel business. I don't know.
Well, but in the 70s, I mean, kids, I mean, they had to, I don't know. Like sometimes I feel like kids
have their money and stuff though. Like, I mean, back then it was a whole different like work ethic. Like,
I mean, I don't know. I guess if he is a senior, even if he's 16, he could be getting prepared for, you know. I don't know.
Well, and he's from a pastor's family. And I know in a lot of the things I watched, it talked about how they were, you know, really tight with money because it's not like pastors get paid a lot. So maybe he was just helping out. He just
wanted extra money.
I didn't get a lot of information on Marilyn, the mother, other than she was a singer. And I know she was really into that, like singing and stuff. And she was a great cook and she liked to sew. That's literally all I really found on her. But I mean, we can talk about her more a little bit too, but just to throw that in there. So maybe he was just kind of helping out to help his family. And also when they say a business, I'm like, does that mean he detailed one car a week, like his own? Or like he had one dog like that he dogs at.
People in the neighborhood knew, in town knew, like, hey, you want your car detailed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go talk to Brooks.
It's not like he has some big, you know, office and
like those, you know, 12 to 15 year olds or whatever who like mow people's lawns, like especially in that small town life, you know what that's like. There's that kid in your class who mows several people's yards in the neighborhoods, and
everyone knows their names, and so I'm not sure, take that with a grain of salt, because I don't know, that could mean a lot or a little. Doesn't really come back up, but that's what he was up to. And then his little sister, Leslie, so she was 12 at this point. She was in a lot of like beauty pageants, and her mom would always make the dresses that she wore. Like I said, how she was a good sewer, seamstress. I don't know what the career is. So she would do that. And it said that she was actually crowned Miss Teen Oklahoma in 1979. So cool. They, you know, like I said, they were super close, you know, would give the shirt off their back to anybody. They always had their door open to anyone in need. So on October 15th of 1979, it was really not like a huge surprise. Someone knocks on their door. It's around dinner time. So Brooks goes to answer the door because people always were there. So Marilyn and Leslie, they were in the kitchen finishing up dinner. And when Brooks answers the door, there's a bearded man there. He asked if he could use the phone. So of course, Brooks just, you know, lets him in, because also the 70s, different time.
Yeah.
Different time. He's like, yeah, of course. So he lets this guy in. The guy starts walking to the phone, and then on the way to the phone, suddenly remembers, oh wait, the phone number I need is out of my car. Let me go get it. I'll be right back. Okay. Kind of weird, but whatever. So he goes out to his car, and then when he comes back, this time he has a handgun, and another man is with him, and he is also armed with a double barrel shotgun. Ooh. So they rush the house and they tell the family that it's a robbery and they all need to lay face down on the living room floor. So they hog tied all of them, with rope, which for those of you, I mean, jeez. I'm assuming people know what hog tie, you know, on your stomach yeah. with your arms and legs back
behind you.
Yeah. So they did that, with all of them except for Leslie. So, you can probably see where this is going. So the sexual assault, if you need to leave right now or turn this off, that's fine. But first the men, they force her to Leslie to point them in the direction of any valuables in the house. And she's like, we don't have any, you know, like right. they're pretty like just living
right
on, you know, whatever they can well, there. And
I mean, too, if they're like super religious, like
right
there's the whole I don't know possessions yeah. and coveting and I don't know the things
yeah, yeah. But, and they're I mean they're very like giving people too where mm-hmm. like if they have money they're not going to be hoarding their own money, like they're yeah. going to be using it for people in need, because everything you talked about with them, that's just kind of the people they were right. And also, why would you ask the child? Like, she's probably not right. going to know, but okay,
right?
So they, you know, she's leading them around saying like, I don't really know, there's nothing. And they also disconnect all the phones while they're doing this and looking for anything. And then they, unfortunately, they take her into a separate bedroom and they both sexually assault her several times, taking turns. So they eventually come back. And can you imagine too, just being those, the family members waiting like out in the other yeah. room, knowing what's happening to your child? Like that makes me want to just puke. It was like,
yeah,
even just knowing that was enough for me to not like want to even give them the benefit of the doubt for anything that's about to happen. So,
yeah.
So they bring her back out with the rest of the family. They hog tie her up as well. Then they go into the kitchen and they go ahead and help themselves to the family dinner that was just had just ew. Been finished. So they eat their meal. Yep. And then one of the men, he yelled to the other one. He said, go outside, start the car. And he told him to listen for, quote, the sound, quote. So Brooks, he recalled that at this point, he knew they were going to die. He said he just knew. And he wasn't, I mean, wrong. This man came out and had them all lined up and shot them each down the row before he ran out of the house. So when he left, he ended up taking with him $43 and both Richard and Marilyn's wedding rings.
Oh my God.
So he shot them each multiple times, I guess I should say. So Brooks was shot twice in the back. But somehow he was able to maneuver over to where his parents were, and he got to his mom, and he was able to untie the ropes with his teeth. Talk about adrenaline much after yeah. being shot. And he was right there, you know, with them. And he said, I love you, mom. And I love you, dad. And he watched them take their last breaths, both of them. And they both choked on blood basically and they died right in front of him. But before he died, he said that he tried to comfort his father and told him that him and Leslie would be okay. Like, we'll be okay. We'll be okay, dad. Like, oh, like, doesn't that just hurt your heart? Yes. I know. So that was like right before Richard died. So Leslie also had suffered from two gunshot wounds and she was somehow able to escape the bonds too. Like, I don't know. This is pure adrenaline, I'm sure they were yeah, running on.
Because they didn't do enough to that poor girl.
Right. Yep. Exactly. So she gets out, runs to the kitchen, gets a knife, comes back and cuts the ropes that were tying up Brooks. And Leslie, she recalled looking back and said, you just think, you know, I want to live. I want to be here. I have to do something. I can't just lay here. She said that's what drove her to survive that night. So she gets Brooks up and they're able to somehow stumble out to the car. And Brooks drives them to the hospital.
Holy like, shit.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Both shot twice in the back. And like, we'll talk about their injuries as well to see like how that was even possible. And I don't know how far, but I keep thinking like, if you're in a small town, you probably have to drive into Oklahoma City.
And so at least like a good 20 to 30 minutes.
You would think. Yeah. So the next few weeks were just a blur, really. I mean, they lost their parents and now they're basically orphans while they're trying to recover from their own wounds, you know? So the gunshot, well, there's two that went to Brooks, but the gunshot collapsed his lung. It tore his esophagus and it nicked his heart.
Holy and he shit. Drove.
Yeah. It didn't really have all the details of Leslie's injuries. It just said that she had lost a ton of blood. But they both survive. And they spend almost 3 weeks in the hospital. And they even missed their parents' funerals because they were in the hospital recovering. Ugh. Yeah. So once they get out of the hospital, Brooks stays in town with some church friends because he wanted to finish high school there, obviously. Right. And Leslie went to live with family, and I'm not sure where that was. So back to the actual attack. Within hours of the attack, investigators were able to track down the suspects, partially because of the fact that they were driving a yellow Chevy Malibu.
Oh, okay,
like maybe pick something that's going to blend in more, you idiots. Right. I mean, duh. So, you know, and Brooks saw the car too because he had opened the door. Yeah. So, which obviously they thought that he wasn't going to survive anyway. So.
Right. But also, I didn't realize the Malibu had been around that long.
I should look up like what those looked like back then, because I just can't even picture. I just picture a giant like boat car.
Oh, yeah. That's what they all were like in the 70s. Boats. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally. But yeah, so that was kind of a telling sign. So they track them down. I'm jumping ahead. Sorry. Okay. So part of the reason they were able to track them down is because hours before they attacked the Douglas family, they had actually robbed another home nearby in Hennessy, Oklahoma, with that same vehicle. So they were able to tie it to that. So witnesses at, you know, that incident, and then obviously Brooks saw this car. So that helped them kind of follow it, and it led them to an oil field company. So there were two employees that had worked there that quit their jobs that morning, and they said that they were wanted for a parole violation, and they just took off in this borrowed vehicle, this yellow vehicle.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, idiots. So these two men were Glenn Ake, which he was 24, and Stephen Hatch, who was 26. So by the time that they were identified, they already had been on the run for hours and had basically disappeared before they could be arrested. So they knew who they were looking for, but they just didn't know where. So during this time, they basically made their way around to a lot of places. They went to Lumberton, Texas. And while they were there, they actually robbed another home and killed two men.
Jesus.
And yeah, they basically did it the exact same way that they did the Douglas family. So they were all hogtied and same MO there. Then they traveled to Colorado and they break into a cabin and they took the homeowner hostage there, but they're clearly not smart guys because the homeowner like offered them beer while they were there and they continuously drank to the point that they passed out and he was able to escape.
Oh my
and
God.
Went to the sheriff's office. So he was smart, I guess, and thinking like they're obviously going to take him up on the beer. So
yeah.
Okay. So he dips out, goes to the sheriff's office, and he's able to identify them as the fugitives that are on the run. So the police obviously rush to the cabin and take him into custody. So this was like 6 weeks after the Douglas family murders. Yeah. So they had been on the run for a decent amount of time. I'm sure that $43 got them really far.
Right. But if they were already in Texas, and now I get it. Texas is a big state. So like, sure, Colorado might've actually been closer, but at the same time, why wouldn't you just go to Mexico?
I know. You're that close. You might as well. But they're obviously not smart.
I mean,
they probably know too. They would have never made it down there because they're such idiots. Cartel, get them, you know, whatever. But yep. So they get brought back to Oklahoma and they want to confess to everything they've done. So it actually happened to be Thanksgiving night of 1979 when they confessed. They told the authorities they didn't do that kind of stuff normally unless they were drunk and that they had happened to be drunk when all of these different things had happened. They said that they were also high on speed and cocaine.
What's the difference between speed and cocaine? What
exactly is
speed?
They were listed separately, so I figured I'd throw them in, but I'm not a drug connoisseur where I would know either.
Same.
So, I mean, not sure. So, whatever. And then Ake admits that he was the shooter. His words were, Hatch had no gut to shoot anyone. Okay. Yeah, so you think you're, like, super, like, manly because you shot someone? Like, you're a piece of shit. So,
yeah.
He said, all this doing was my brain, not his. And then he asked to get the death penalty. And I'm sorry, but when someone asks to get the death penalty, that makes me want to be like, no.
No.
You're not going to get what you want. Yeah. If that's what you want, then we're definitely not giving you that. So.
Yeah. Oh, speed is, I can never say,
methamphetamines?
No, amphetamine.
Ethamphetamines?
A stimulant. So essentially, it's like Adderall, but.
Oh.
Amphetamines.
Oh. So maybe I do know about speed because I take Adderall and so do, but that's okay.
Well,
and
it's prescribed. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Amphetamines is a stimulating drug. So essentially, it's the exact same thing as Coke.
Okay. So they just wanted to sound really cool, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. So, I had to Google that because it was.
Yeah. I know. Well, I almost did. I'm glad you did. I was just being lazy because I was like, yeah, okay. Speed and cocaine. We'll assume somebody knows the difference.
Because I mean, they're both uppers.
Yeah.
So
they were drunk and on drugs, and that's their excuse.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay.
And so he wants the death penalty.
So he wants the death penalty. Exactly. So, I mean, it pretty much seems like an open and shut case. They confess to it all. But it sucks because all this legal drama ends up playing out for decades. And it pretty much just. Yeah, it you'll see it gets a little wild, but Brooks and Leslie, they had to take the stand over and over again and have to recount this horrible thing. At least 9 times it said.
That is not okay. Like record it at some point.
Right.
Just don't.
And having to face them and see them, like, and especially Leslie, like,
I was just about to say that, especially
as a child and
everything she went through already and then being shot and then
Yeah, it's awful. So at the initial trials, they both were found guilty and sentenced to death. But then down the road, the Supreme Court decision on a separate case of theirs leads to Hatch's death sentence being vacated twice, then later reinstated. Just a total shit show. I'm not even sure why. And we know that they obviously had several cases against them because they had done this. So I think it just, when different states have different things, it gets really just lots of red tape. And so then eventually Ake gets a new trial in 1985 after the Supreme Court ruled that the prosecutors had failed to provide a psychiatrist at the state's expense in his initial trial. So he was trying to plead insanity or, you know, like, whatever. Excuse, I think, for them to just keep it relevant, basically.
Right.
So, okay, cool. He gets a new trial and he gets convicted again. But this time they actually sentence him to life in prison, which I was glad for just because he's the one that really wanted the death penalty. So then in 1996, poor Brooks and Leslie had to testify again at Hatch's clemency hearing. So shortly before...
Someone was trying to give him clemency?
Yes. Yes. So, and this was shortly before his execution, because he was scheduled to be executed. So these poor kids had to overcome so much.
Yeah.
And they both turned out... I mean, they clearly had a lot of trauma. I mean, I read lots of different things about just all the things they had gone through. But Leslie goes on to become a teacher, and she later was a school assistant principal. She had her own family and said she just really tried the best she could to move on with her life and stay out of the public eye. She said, I never wanted to seem like this person that just, you know, hid and fell apart and be the stereotypical person that goes through all this kind of stuff. I wanted to make something of myself. So good for her. Brooks, he went to law school and he became the state's youngest state senator at the age of 27.
Holy shit.
Yeah. He used his political power to become an advocate for victims' rights. He still remained super traumatized by the event, which, of course, and because of that, they said, you know, they think that led to several failed marriages. I'm not sure how many times he had been married, but
I mean,
he just was really struggling. I mean,
understandable. And it's not like mental health was a big thing then.
No, no. And I think he, well, he's the one that answered the door. You know, I had read a thing too, where it said that his dad had asked him to do something like a chore outside, and he kind of half asked it. And he's like, if I would have just done what he asked me to do, I would have been outside longer, where I wouldn't have been inside when someone, you know, when they, but then someone else would have just probably
answered the door. But, like, but I can understand that guilt and that survivor's guilt and knowing what happened to his sister and everything.
Right. And like, she even has a lot of that too, because then I saw where she said she doesn't think, or because that day, earlier that day, you know, they had robbed another home, but they didn't hurt anyone in that robbery. Mm-hmm. And she said she thought maybe if she hadn't been there, then they would have just robbed the house and left. But because she was there and a young female, so then she felt a lot of responsibility, which it's like,
that's not, And that's so tough.
It's just, survivor's guilt, I think, is just like, I mean, I don't know. And witnessing such a horrific thing and then being shot yourself and like, but yeah. So Brooks, though, he said that his quote was, I look back and I was just building this coat of armor, and that was killing me, and it was killing my marriages, you know, whatever, my friendships. At the end of the day, it was protecting me, but it was keeping me away from people I loved. So he said that it wasn't until 1995 he actually was able to visit Ake in prison. And he said he really surprised himself, because in that moment he forgave him. And he said that that was when he was ultimately able to find a sense of peace and move forward.
I thought, wow.
Wow. I know. So he said, if we're going to move on past the things in our past, then we've got to find a way to forgive or be forgiven. So after that, it seems like things kind of fell back in place for him, and he was able to kind of move on, because he moves to California and he ends up having a family there. And he actually turned his family's trauma into a movie. So this was the movie that I'm talking about. So first, I guess I should say, he made it into a movie called Heaven's Reigns. And then a few years later, they like remade it, but they used a lot of the same things from the first one, but just added a couple things, I guess. And then they renamed it The Amendment. So I was watching The Amendment on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And it's funny because like I recognize a couple of the people in it. And I can't think of her name. Pensatucky on.
Oh, yep, yep, yep.
She plays the sister, which is so funny because it's such a serious like.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, role. And so she's in there. But then it's actually pretty cool because Brooks, he actually plays his dad in the movie. Oh. And I thought that would be really hard too. And so I think that's part of the reason I wanted to watch it. I was like, this is like touching because he gets to like play a lot of these roles where, you know, it's or parts where it's him and his son and bonding. And so I think that was kind of a healing thing for him too. So that Taryn actually premiered.
Her name's Taryn Manning.
There you go. I knew. I couldn't think of it. But yeah, so that was in 2010. When that movie came out. But then in 2020, Brooks actually passed away from cancer, and he was only 56 years old, pretty young. And he left behind his family. Hatch was executed by lethal injection on August 9th of 1996. And then Ake, he actually died in prison in 2011, just from natural causes.
Yeah.
So that's the story of the Douglas family, like, home invasion. It's encouraging, the fact that there were survivors, but it's also terrible. And as a parent, like, you would be, I mean, that's you would want to go before your own child, but then you're like, who's going to take care of my kid? You know, like, and knowing these horrific things were happening. And I also had read where Leslie said that before she was assaulted, she begged them, you know, not to. And then she begged them just not to hurt her mom and do the same thing to her mom.
Oh.
I thought that was so sad and horrific. So,
yes. And like, well, and like, no wonder Brooks couldn't move on and get past it. You had so many trials and have like, you can't, how do you move on from that when you're constantly being forced to relive it?
Yeah. It should have been cut and dry. They both confessed, put them away.
Yeah.
To, you know, and then
at that point, we shouldn't. And if it, for whatever reason, you have to keep having trials, these victims should not have to be continuously. No. You have
right.
enough statements and stuff to go through, like,
right.
stop dragging them through it.
Well, and if their stories are not changing each yeah. time, then it's like, okay, well, and they yeah. have enough evidence and
yeah.
Yeah. Awful. But
that's horrific.
Well, and then I keep thinking of all these little things. I didn't put in there because I was like, I don't want it to be too long, which now I'm like, yeah. well, I had plenty of time, yeah. but like I had seen that, Brooks, when he had seen some of the like crime scene photos, which, but you know, obviously they have yeah. to for certain reasons and stuff. He said that his dad was like by his mom, but when he had left, he said they weren't really as close to each other. So I think, you know, before he like finally passed away, he was able to like, he kind of rolled over next to his wife and they like died there together. Isn't that terrible?
That is just, that's, yeah.
Yeah. So another reason we should probably be sponsors for like Ring doorbell or Nest and right. all those. Don't answer your door.
Because that's just it. Like nowadays, it's so interesting. You know, back in the day, people would answer their doors and stuff. Yeah. And now we're like, who the fuck is ringing my
yeah.
doorbell?
And I'm like, shut up, be quiet. Like, I won't even answer the door. Yeah.
Looking at the thing, I'm like, who is this?
I just use it to like yell at people now. Like my neighbor boys, they always come use my basketball hoop, which is fine. I told them they could, but I don't want them to do it right now because they keep knocking down my Christmas lights and stuff with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I saw them out there and I'm like, I'm too lazy to get up. So I'm pulled down on my camera and I'm like, hey, knock it off. Yeah. And I was like, wow.
Not with Christmas lights.
What a time to be alive. I can just yell from inside my house at the neighbor kids. And I can also see them. So I just cannot imagine not having a doorbell. Like, what did we do while we would peek through different windows and curtains? Yeah. Get down.
I know.
We don't want them to know we're home. Well,
and now it's like I got the dogs. I'm like, shut up and get back.
Stop barking. I know. Yes, we are aware there is someone out there. Shut up.
Yeah. I'm like, I get that you could be barking even if I'm not home. Or like when the kids are little, I know. Like, at the door, I'm like, get back,
shut up. Yeah, let's go see. Nope. Well, and like we had, I can't remember if we've talked about this or not, or I've talked about this with someone else, but like we had a couple like people coming to our door, like selling things the past 6 months at night, like 8 o'clock at night. And ew. I'm like, and they're on hoverboards going up and down the street. Have you seen these people with like iPads and shit?
Yeah. Them in the summertime. And what were they trying to sell? Shit. Yeah. I can't even remember. But I was like,
first of all, no. This day and age, like you don't go to someone's door.
Yeah.
And at 8 o'clock at night?
And
it was like
night. Teenagers. Yeah.
Yes.
And they're like, they were in my neighborhood all uh-huh. summer long
uh-huh.
because my sister is the one who answered the door. And she was like, it was hilarious. I wish I had recorded the video because we have that sign that says no soliciting violators will be shot.
Oh my God. I love that so
much. And the kid, my sister was like, yeah, no. And he's like trying to sell the door. And she's like, yeah, no. And she's like, would they really do that? She's like,
no. They're warning you. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I really want this sign that I found. I want to find it as a sticker. So if anyone finds it as a sticker, send it to me. I've only found it as like a in the ground or a wall hanging, but it says no soliciting. Violators will be sacrificed to the old gods, not the new.
Oh, that's funny. I saw one that said something about the no solicitors were sick of hiding the bodies in the backyard or something like that. And I'm like, mm-hmm.
It's especially funny. Like the way our house is situated, being a corner lot, we get so many. Like we'd had so many solicitors,
yeah.
And it's amazing to me, like even with that no soliciting sign,
yeah. How many? I was gonna say, does it work enough to like? Because I was thinking I should get one, but people are disrespectful anyway. Or don't know how to read.
It does. It's funny to see sometimes people come up and then read it.
And then they
like turn around, but every now and then, like they'll ring the doorbell and then they'll see it. And I'm like, yeah,
super don't care. Goodbye.
Yeah. No, I'm like, don't go away.
That's
go
so away. Annoying. And like, that's a, yeah. I mean, because then you hear these kind of stories and like, if someone needs to borrow your phone, well, in the 70s, yeah, they didn't have cell phones. Yeah. So that would make sense. But like,
nowadays.
If you have a car, I'd be like, just drive to a public place and use their phone.
Go to a gas station.
Yeah. So, yuck, but it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No, don't like it. Don't like it.
No, I did not like it at all either. And, there was, I think I was saying with the shows, which I guess I already said the movie, but then there's this Dateline. It's like, but it's Dateline. dash Unforgettable. That's like its own show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I noticed there's like a couple different datelines.
And
now.
I'm like, wait, what? But that was season two, episode, I want to say 33, called The Haunting. And I tried to open it on Peacock, on Bravo, on E.
I wonder if they just merged. And so, like, there's still bugs.
Yeah, probably. But I really would have liked to see that. I mean, I saw little clips of things, but like, that one probably would have been nice to see, just because it's always interesting to hear from the victims that are still here to share this story. So
we can still put that in the show notes, and maybe eventually it'll be watchable for people, or people will figure it out. Because I haven't watched anything in a hot minute, so
that's what I was trying to watch. And last night, even my daughter, I had it on, and she walked by, she's like, what are you watching? I'm like, yeah, I know it looks old, like, yep. Because it does. Like, and it, even from being, it's like 2010, I was like, why does it look like it's from the 80s?
Yes, I know. It's crazy how much things have changed.
Gosh, like, I'm doing research. Mind your business, okay?
Watch yourself.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I don't know. I'm guessing you hadn't heard that story either.
I haven't. No.
Pretty traumatic for sure.
Yeah, no shit.
But yeah, and I was struggling trying to find something in Oklahoma, so I don't know how it took so long for that one to pop up because yikes. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I read one book this week.
Hey, nice.
Freda McFadden, my favorite author ever right now. She's the one who wrote The Housemaids. And
yes, I think so. I gotta borrow those books from me. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I have like, I'm trying to read all of her books now, and I have a good handful of them, but I read another one called One by One. And they're like, her books are the ones that you kind of think you have it figured out, but then you just don't at all. Then you get to the end and you're like, oh, but you can't put them down. So
yeah,
that's it. That's all I've done. See,
but I love that because I figure things out, like, and I've discovered that's like an ADHD thing is like recognizing patterns. And I read so much that like a lot of times, like, it's hard for me to find twist, like to have a twist.
Yeah. Without knowing it was coming at some point. Yeah. But hers are good.
Yeah. Like, so
hers are, she's a fabulous writer. And I just think people like that have these like brains that work in ways that I can't even imagine, because I'm like, how do you come up with these plots? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, that's it. That's all I've done.
I read three books.
Good.
Sneeze again. So I listened to The Naming of the Queen, which was a sequel to one I talked about before. I didn't like it. It was so repetitive. Nothing happened until the last like hour and a half. And I was like, it was a 14-hour thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, we get it. You guys didn't trust each other. You should have communicated better. And now you're both so madly in love, you can't get enough each other. Sweet. Okay.
Noted. Cool. Could have done without a sequel, one of those.
Yep. Then I read Throne of the Fallen because Barnes & Noble like recommended it for after Iron Flame. So first of all, this was like a dark romance fantasy. Loved it. Except nowhere in there did it say, hey, this is a spinoff of this person's trilogy. And so there are things, which is funny because then when I looked back,
that's annoying.
I have the first book.
Oh, you do? Oh, Audible, that's actually really funny.
For the trilogy, but I haven't listened to it yet. But now things have been spoiled for me. But I still really enjoyed this book. So like I'll go back and read that trilogy.
Yeah.
But FYI, read the trilogy. So Throne of the Fallen is by Carrie Maniscalco. So there's like, I don't remember what the first book is called. The trilogy, just Throne of the Fallen, look it up and what she's read. There's a trilogy with Wrath and shit, because turns out it's about, there are seven princes of like these fey kingdom, and they're like demon princes, but of each seven deadly sin.
Oh, okay. That's pretty deep plot. Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently the first three books were all about Wrath and his love story.
Okay.
This book was Envy. Seems like we've set up for Pride maybe, but there are things that are talked about that I'm sure happened. Like, I know. I'm like, so FYI, just if you're into that thing, which it was well written, I liked it. There's some spice just ahead. So if you're not into spice, note that. Of the like dark romances, I feel like this is pretty tame.
Yeah.
But then I did read The Awakening by Nora Roberts.
Oh, you read a Nora? That's surprising.
I did.
Whoa.
So, okay, but...
How did that come about?
So my friend who I'm in the reading competition with, and we did the read along of Iron Flame. Okay. Or Fourth Wing and Iron Flame. We were like, we really enjoyed being able to like text back and forth about it. So like, let's do another one. And she actually loves Nora Roberts. Nora Roberts, I only ever pictured as like the romance novel.
Yes, that's
like
what I think sweet. Of. Yes.
And so there is that, but this is actually like, there's a fey world, there are dragons and all sorts of things like that.
Okay.
And there are parts that were predictable. I figured out some stuff, but it's a trilogy. So I'm going to start book two today.
Yeah.
She does such a great job, though.
That's like, interesting. Huh.
Yeah. So her spicy scenes aren't really spice. Like, they're very romantic, but not graphic. She does a very good job with them. So this was actually a really enjoyable book.
Okay.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Good.
Yeah. I only ever pictured, like, you know, Nora Roberts, I just assumed was, like, the peasant and the count or something. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like those types of like romancy.
That's what I think of. And maybe I just have the wrong idea about her then. Well, clearly I do.
She has
a
shit ton of books though, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Which I knew she was a prolific writer, but
yeah,
I guess she has another series that has over 50 books in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fun. I like the one there's a good author you like and they have a lot of books, because then it's like, well, at least I know I have all these I can always read if I run out of something. So
So I borrowed these books from my friend, and she had them also digitally, so we've been doing a read along. So I will start book two today. I do really enjoy it. It's fun, it's cool world building.
Well, there you go. That's that's good. That's fun. I love a good book, and I love...
Yeah, I do too.
I guess I did one show just because I think you would like it, and I want to know if anyone else has watched The Murder at the End of the World. I've talked about that. It's on Hulu. There's only one episode left. It's super good. You would actually really like it. I think, like, I thought of you. It's like, I don't want to make, like, this sounds terrible when I'm like, it's a kind of a weird or dark thing, but like, you know what I mean? It would be down your avenue.
Yeah.
You'd like it.
That's like, I really want to watch. Netflix just dropped that new movie, Leave the World Behind.
Oh,
yeah. So many big name actors.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Jesse came over Saturday night and I was dyeing her hair and I was cutting her hair and stuff. And we're like, yeah, we're going to watch it. Yeah. It's like 2.5 hours long.
Oh, okay. Well,
so I got to make the time to watch it. Yeah. But that one looks really good too. And then I still have to watch the second season of Wolf Like Me. I have to finish a bunch of Disney Plus shows like Loki and Aoshka or whatever that Star Wars one is. So yeah, I have much to watch.
I know. I feel like, I don't know. I can't find anything really I've been like dying to watch show wise, but we did go see Wish, by the way, in the movie theater. Did you like it? It was okay.
I thought it was cute. I loved all the little Easter eggs.
Yeah, it was cute. Like, I mean, I didn't really have any expectation going into it, I guess. So it was okay. I thought it was cute. Yeah, it was cute. I don't know that I would see it again, but like, it was the music was cute.
Yeah, I love Alan Tudyk, who voiced the goat, and he does.
Oh,
like,
I know.
And
I loved the goat. I was like, I want a little Valentino.
I know.
Like, he's darling.
At Walmart, they have one I wanted to buy myself. It's a little toy, and it like backs.
I know.
Up and
there's
stuff.
One that talks at Target. I was like, I wanted to buy it for my daughter just because, like, I wanted it.
Quote unquote, for your daughter.
Yeah, exactly. But like, then I was like, no, it's fine.
Yeah. No. Oh, the star is fucking adorable too.
I loved the little star. So freaking cute. It was really cute. It was cuter than I thought. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was good. Yep. It was fun.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was a fun little Disney like film. And
yeah. Like I said, just like I loved all the little Easter eggs because you know it's in its 100th year, like how all of her friends are like the seven dwarfs and
Yeah, that was cute.
Just,
I agree. There was a lot of cute little things to it. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I forgot that we saw that. I think I saw that like a while ago, like last weekend, but you know, two weekends ago, maybe. I don't even know. I forgot.
Right.
But it's fine. That's it. That's all I have for real this time. So
yeah, I love it. I know. We were going to go see a movie or something today, but now.
I know. And that's okay. We'll just do it. We'll have time. We're going to be fine. We'll find time.
We'll find a time. It'll happen one of these days.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah. But you guys, I mean, come on. Sorry. You know the drill now.
Yes, you do. Please rate and review. I looked the other day and we had like another review on there that I hadn't seen. So I don't know why we don't get notified sometimes. Maybe.
I don't know. Cause like we have that thing that comes to us. It's like no new reviews, but then I'll go and then I'm like, there's a few actually.
So please do that. It takes like 2 seconds and we would like, it would mean a lot. Ooh. That would be the best way to support us.
Also, go to our Facebook or Instagram. Yes. We have new art that we're going to use for the podcast in the coming year. So we're having people vote on it, which the last I looked, 3 and 4 seem to be.
I think 3 and 4 were the ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll have to look. We'll have to go back and look through
all the different places. With Facebook, I know.
And then
I started our own, that first night. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It was fun, though, to see people's comments on it and stuff, too. And I liked it. And I love a good engagement post, so.
I know. I figured if 3 and 4 are close enough, we maybe come back down and just, like, post, okay, now it's down to these two.
Oh, that's a good idea. We could do that. And then we can even have both and, I mean, at some point, use the other one. Or, like,
Yeah.
So it makes me look really cool with my septum piercing. I was like, I look badass. I would not look like that in real life, so.
I know. My husband was like, did you like upload pictures? Like, no, this is all AI artwork, you guys, that I just had to type in some serious
what do you
details.
Even type? I meant to ask you. I think
I put like 2 white women, one on the left with septum piercing, short buzzed side, silver and blue or purple hair, tattoos, wearing a black tank top, the one on the right with a messy bun and flannel. Yeah.
It was on point. It was actually really accurate, though. Like, that's fun.
I had to type in some details.
And I wondered how you did it.
Like, generating it and, like, adding to. So then I put, like, in a haunted background with this or that. And, like,
once you learn how to play with it.
Darkland. Yeah, so, like, it was a lot of trial and error stuff.
Hey, that's super fun. I actually love that. So
yeah, so Shannon got a shit ton. Like, listen, though, there was 4. I sent Shannon probably like 40,
and I like loved them all, and then you kept sending them, and I was like, oh my god, but I like this one more. No, I like this one. No. And I was like, stop sending them. I like them all.
I know.
Because then I was like, I'll never be able to pick one, because they're all so fun though. Like, they're just bright in my day. I loved them. And
I put I put cartoon Pixar cartoon style.
Yeah. Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Yes. Speaking of that, not the same, but kind of, you know, I'm a sucker for those ads on Facebook sometimes that are like, you know, Black Friday special, Disney 100%. Dog your dog. Yeah. And so because I fell for that, I paid to have my dogs, like, here, I'll show you. I know no one else can probably see it on here, but like, and it's, I had them do them in Disney dogs.
Oh,
they're going to redo
God.
Remy. I asked if they would make it like, they're so nice. But if they would do, and you can see it's kind of blurry, but they do their names up in the Disney writing too.
Yes.
And I'm like hardcore about that because I love it. It says Charlie and Remy, but I want them to show Remy's teeth. So they said they'll redo it for me. But, and then you can, you know, obviously order it in different canvases and portraits, all that. But I just got the digital download so that I can use it with whatever I want. But
yes.
Yeah, that's also amazing. And I highly recommend, because who doesn't need a Disney picture of their dog? Or any animal. I saw a snake one even that they had done, and I was like,
listen,
okay.
And that's what, so my profile picture that I did was with that AI, and I do you know how hard it was to get,
oh my gosh,
Nick?
Yes, that's right, I forgot.
So
I knew that.
Hard so,
I even told
so
my mom to go look at your picture, because I said, go look at the wig in her picture. So that's funny.
Yeah,
sorry.
No,
I got
so
really excited.
Difficult to try to get, like, you should see all the pictures I did of just that before I started doing our podcast stuff.
Yeah, so, that was so cute. That was the first one I saw, and I'm like,
So there were so many I was trying to get, like, and it was so difficult, because then I tried to put Irish Wolfhound, since he kind of looks that way.
Yeah.
But, like,
they don't look anything like what they actually are. So
no, then it looked like a setter of some sort. I'm like, what
the
fuck are we doing here?
Yeah. I would say, like, my dog, I'm like, she looks kind of like a Doberman body, but, like, also a Weimaraner, because, like, her ears are big like that. But And then the other one just looks like a fox. So
yeah.
You know, it's hard when you don't have a breed of whatever.
You
like
know,
something
like
that's just cut and dry.
Breed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Golden Retriever.
Like, I had so many. Like, I don't know if, like,
oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with that one. Okay. That's so cute.
I have
so
a million
cute.
One of these that I could send you. Because,
I'm gonna,
like,
need to do those. I just oh my gosh. Oh, I love WIC. I tagged you on that post also of the thing that I did just in case you ever feel the need.
This was also one of my favorites that did actually look a little more Disney.
Okay, that's really cute. No, I think they all look really Disney-ish. I love those. Yeah. That's so cute.
So some of them, though, I was like, I specifically put woman, and they, like, made me look very boyish.
Yeah, nah, I think it's cute. No, you have cute, like, feminine features. You look
and
like
then I had to be like, okay, but then, like, he needs floppy ears. And this was the only one where it, like, really looked like him. But then looked like...
You look like what's it called? Like a game, like a gaming character. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did love this one too.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh. It's got your hair down really good.
I mean, that was one thing. I was like, my hair's on point.
It's kind of alarming how AI is so like. Well, such and a
I
think
that's why my husband thought I uploaded pictures.
Yeah, it's so accurate, but it's like, kind of creepy.
Yeah, he was like, I can't believe you're giving this to AI. I was like, I didn't. I just put in words.
Yeah, but they're actually looking at you through your phone right now. And so that's probably, you know. And, you know, they know all the things. It's fine. But yeah. Cool.
No. Okay. Well, now that we've gone off on that random tangent as well.
Yeah.
You know, rate, review, like, subscribe, go vote on the podcast art, and we'll stay heartland kind.
But dark land wary.